Be Kind to One Another, a compilation.
For a perfect emblem of biblical kindness, we need to look no further than Jesus. Crowds followed him and traveled miles just to hear him speak, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, teaching the people, caring for the widow, and defending children. Jesus lived 33 years of perfect kindness. He is not asking any more of us than what he willingly practiced himself. Even on the cross, he displayed compassionate, merciful kindness, praying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Defending the weak, poor, and needy, he stated, "As you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." Jesus was perfectly selfless in everything he did. Flowing unceasingly from him, kindness was his lifestyle. He took notice for the cause of the needy, intentionally and consistently seeking them out, even when he was tired and weary. Without partiality, he was kind to everyone, even if they didn't deserve it. He turned no one away, and by the shedding of his blood on the cross, he demonstrated his love for the entirety of humanity, the ultimate act of kindness. Christ is the perfect role model of kindness. So what does biblical kindness look like? It looks like Christ, not for just a season or one day of the year. Kindness is for every moment of every day. It's a habit, a lifestyle, a continual practice. It is intentional, taking time and patience, a giving of ourselves in the busy, even when we're too tired. And lastly, kindness is for absolutely everyone. As we intentionally show kindness each day, may we shine the light of Christ to a dying world in need of a Savior. A generation in need of love and grace. Be Jesus to someone today and every day. Make him your role model and kindness your lifestyle. Olivia Forten. Become like Jesus. To Christians who are called to become like Jesus Christ, the Bible teaches, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." In the original Greek, the phrase rendered, "be kind to one another," literally means keep on becoming kind toward one another. The graciousness of God, which is also found in Jesus Christ, shows us what it means to be kind to one another. Because God acts kindly toward us, we are to behave the same way toward others. Because Christ offered grace as the basis for our forgiveness, so too should we. Compassion and kindness are closely linked. Compassion can be defined as heartfelt sympathy or empathy toward those who are suffering or in need. Kindness is the helpful spirit that sees someone else in need and is motivated to respond through good deeds. Kindness is the tangible action that results from compassion. Kindness goes beyond mere words. It translates into helping and serving one another. GotQuestions.org. The Story of Doug Nichols. This is the wonderful story of how Doug Nichols, the International Director of Action International Ministries, made the excellencies of God known in a tuberculosis sanitarium in India in 1967. He was a missionary with Operation Mobilization and got TB. He was in the sanitarium for several months. He tried to give away tracts and copies of the Gospel of John, but no one would take them. They didn't like him and assumed he was a rich American. At one point, for several nights, he would wake up coughing at 2 a.m. He noticed a little old emaciated man trying to get out of bed. The man couldn't stand up, and he began to whimper. He lay back into bed. In the morning, the stench in the ward was terrible, and everyone was angry at the old man for not containing himself. The nurse who cleaned up even smacked the old man for making such a mess. The next night, the very same thing happened. Doug woke up coughing with his own terrible sickness and weakness. He saw the old man try again to get out of bed. Again, he couldn't stand and began to cry softly. Doug got out of bed and went over to the old man. The man cowered with fear. But Doug picked him up with both arms and carried him to the bathroom, which was just a hole in the floor, and then brought him back. The man kissed him on the cheek as he put him down in bed. At 4 a.m., another patient woke Doug with a steaming cup of tea and made motions that said he wanted a copy of the booklet, The Gospel of John. Through that whole day, people kept coming to him and asking for his booklets, even though he could not speak their language. In other words, one way to declare the excellencies of God is to act them out. When we act out the excellencies of God, people will hear them with even greater eagerness, which is just another way of saying that our identity, who we are, is for the sake of God. God made us who we are to show the world who He is. John Piper. A sample, not a sermon. Many people will not read the Bible, but they will read a Christian. And though they may doubt some of what you say, they are more apt to believe what you do. If you don't show people a love they can see and feel, they may have a hard time believing that there is someone up there whom they don't know and that he really loves them. They often need to learn to love you first before they can learn to love God. In leading people to the Lord, you often have to inspire their faith in you before they can believe in God, because they may not understand or believe what you have to say about God unless you show them by some visible, tangible work that puts your words into action and puts your faith into effect and makes it fact and not fiction. A sample, not just a sermon. Show them His love and manifest it by genuine, proving action. David Brandt Berg.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.